Rethink what you expect from your lift trucks. Yale Materials Handling Corporation is now Yale Lift Truck Technologies, a name that demonstrates their laser focus on solving customer challenges through technology-enabled lift trucks and solutions. Yale is committed to addressing your toughest labor, safety, and productivity challenges through a customer-driven design philosophy, technology integration, and the support of their independent dealer network. Unlock the full potential of your warehouse with next-generation lift truck solutions. Visit them online at yale.com. That's Y-A-L-E. Again, visit them online at yale.com. Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. And on today's episode, we are going to check in with Tony Ingham, and he is a product owner at Fulfilled. And Fulfilled is using machine learning and some other new technologies to kind of change the way we look at a WMS or a system that's operating within your warehouse. We've had Fulfilled on the podcast before, back in 2021, kind of prior to their launch. So we're going to talk to Tony a little bit about how things are going now, what they're doing and what they're seeing now that they've been in the market for a little while. And we're also going to talk about a handheld that they've developed too, which was not something that was, maybe it was in the works and I didn't hear about it when I talked to Michael from Fulfilled a while back. But we're going to talk about that and also how it's utilizing digital twin technology and how they're utilizing machine learning with their system as well. So Tony, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Definitely happy to have you on. Happy to learn more about Fulfilled and what's been happening. So I kind of gave my little description of Fulfilled, but you probably could do a better job than me. So why don't you give us just a little brief overview of Fulfilled and what it is you guys do?
Absolutely. We're a warehouse management orchestration company, software as a service that is focusing on mid-level, $200 million and above market. Looking at developing and delivering solutions that are easy to adopt, easy to use, sustainable, and easy to deploy with both a software subscription and hardware subscription model for our users. The general idea behind everything that we're doing is ease of use, speed of deployment, and agile methodologies for developing tools that work for our customers.
All right, great. And I think that's huge, right? To be able to easily deploy and have ease of use as well. I think that's a huge thing, especially as companies are trying to grow and are rapidly growing in our space. You know, having to switch a system or adopt a system that's going to take you a very long time and a very stressful time to deploy and implement is something that, you know, you don't really want to deal with. But you mentioned something there. You said you called it a warehouse management orchestration system. So it's a pretty interesting name to call it, right? Because we certainly have talked about warehouse management systems on their own on the podcast, and we've talked about warehouse orchestration systems on their own as well. But you guys are kind of combining that in a sense. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's kind of working together, like the idea of two systems kind of coming into one.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're interested in doing is taking machine learning models and artificial intelligence and using that to apply to everyday business needs within that warehouse for both the planning and the execution space. So we've seen a lot of good tools that can do the warehouse orchestration piece in terms of the planning, a lot of good warehouse management tools that can do the execution piece. And we're trying to bring those together so that we have a seamless idea between planning the work, executing the work, and communicating that back out through analytics and providing basically APIs that can move into data lakes as well, so that we can provide both analytics at the ground level as well as at a corporate level.
Very interesting. And yeah, I think it's key that you're mentioning that you guys utilize the AI and the machine learning. And I think a lot of companies are starting to adopt those types of technologies, but a lot of companies too are trying to figure out how to adopt those technologies and what does that look like and how can they apply it. So the fact that your system is already coming with those technologies built in and giving a package in a sense that companies are able to, you know how to use these tools based on the system, because I'm sure you guys, you know, like you said, the planning and the scheduling is utilizing those types of things. So I think that's a great thing, because it can help companies, like you said, easily deploy, easily implement, and then easily start to utilize these technologies that maybe they're weren't so sure about or weren't so sure about how to figure out on their own, right? So now you guys are newer to the market, as I mentioned. I talked to Michael, one of the co-founders, on the podcast previously, a little bit prior to the launch, I believe. So tell us, I guess, this year, you know, especially like coming out of the pandemic as well, and seeing, you know, how the warehousing market has just been, you know, exploding in a sense, you know, how has Fulfilled been seeing the market reacting to your product and just overall kind of adapting to it and you know, bringing it on board? Like how has that been going?
Yeah, there's been a really strong desire and need that we've heard from our customers for understanding truly business operations in the warehouse and providing a tool that supports that, both from a back-end perspective as well as from like an ease of use and user experience perspective. Rick Fisher, the other product, the chief product officer, and I both have a very long background in SAP deployments and warehousing and manufacturing operations. And one of the things that we've seen over time is as the tool gets more complex and you ask it to do more things, the length and lead time for implementation, training, and adoption. There's really that adoption piece that takes place after implementation.
Right.
That takes a really long time. And what we're trying to focus on is being able to provide, for a lack of a better word, knobs and levers within our application where you can scale up and scale down that machine learning or scale up and scale down that artificial intelligence that will allow you to quickly adopt, maybe say start with an easier process. And then as your operations either get more complex or as your users get more in tune with using the tool, we can lever up the amount of machine learning that's used to make more complex business decisions and use cases within the warehouse itself. And there's been a really strong level of feedback and a really strong level of interest in using that approach to replace existing, long-standing, very large, complicated tools that operate in that ERP space or in that back office space.
Very interesting. And I love the idea that you said you can kind of, you know, lever up the amount that you're using of the machine learning, I guess, you know, if you wanted to, you know, turn it to 11, I guess you could turn it to 11, right? But, you know, it helps to, I think, do that deployment and get the company used to using a new technology and being able to, like you said, that in that adoption phase, like be able to ease in, you know, the different parts of the operation and the different process flows so that you're able to kind of easily digest. And then as you, you know, get comfortable, bring in more. I think sometimes when you throw a lot of technology at an operation, like at once, it can get overwhelming. And you know, the technology maybe doing its job, but the users themselves may struggle to be able to understand how things are happening now, especially in the warehousing environment. I think in my experience, you know, they have, you know, systems that have been like ingrained in the culture and the operation for so long, a change can be quite disruptive. So I am interested, actually, because you mentioned, you know, working on SAP implementations and deployments in the past, which obviously, you know, SAP has been around for a long time and is a, you know, huge player in the ERP market. And, you know, I've been through an SAP implementation myself, which was, you know, a lot of work, very time consuming. But I'm curious, you know, for those that are listening and are, you know, looking at their systems or looking to, you know, bring in a system to take that next step in their business growth, right? When you look at like an SAP that's been around for a long time versus like a Fulfilled that is, you know, fairly new, I guess, what do you tell potential customers that, you know, the difference would be between, you know, going with these, like, you know, pre-existing industry giants that have been around for a long time and, you know, their name just basically carries weight, right? Versus like a newer kind of startup like Fulfilled that's offering maybe something a little different, but doesn't necessarily like have that, you know, big name recognition yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually offer a couple different ways to ride into that. The first one is we can actually sit on top of an existing ERP solution and function as a front end for that, whether it be the orchestration piece with some of our ML models that provide suggestions to operations for things like slotting or product placement. We can also sit on top of an existing warehouse solution and become your mobile solution. So whereas you are still operating a large scale, fairly complex and or entrenched operation, we can sit on top of that and provide a better UX experience that's a little bit more friendly. And one of the things that we've really been focusing on is the ease and use of our mobile development. In any warehouse, your mobile solution really is your backbone of how work gets done on the day-to-day basis. And we can work as a standalone warehouse management solution with our mobile, or we can work as a sidecar to an existing warehouse management solution and provide that mobile solution that may be a little bit easier, a little bit more intuitive, a little bit faster to learn than some of our competitors. The other thing that we found too is that some of our technology is we're starting to break it off and provide different segments of solutions that maybe aren't full implementation solutions, but that again work as an analytics tool or work as a slotting tool that sit and work in concert with existing ERP solutions to maximize the already installed capital cost and base that they've put into their ERP solution, but providing maybe a better analytic tool or a better slotting tool or a better mobile tool that sits and answers that question for a client. So it's a way of easing in our product into an established player without necessarily feeling like you have to rip out everything and start over again.
Very interesting. So it kind of can lay over top or stand alone, which I think is a good thing, because even then, like we talked about the slow adoption phase, right? You know, slowly tweaking things and bringing more in. I think, you know, it gives you the chance to get a taste even of the system, you know, before you take like a full bite, I guess. And you mentioned in there a lot the mobile side as well, which I think you're referring to the handheld that you guys have developed, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, so if we look at that, and when I had you guys on the podcast previously, there was no mention of the handheld yet. We were just talking about the system. So I'm curious how, you know, that came about. And because, you know, typically you look at a software company that's providing something for like the warehouse environment, typically they're not going to go out and develop their own handheld, right? Or come up with a handheld that's going to pair with the system. You know, usually they're utilizing, you know, somebody else's handheld and just putting their system on it. So tell us a little bit about what the thinking was there, or what was triggering that in the market that led Fulfilled to have the idea of like, let's do our own handheld and now offer that to our customers as well as an extension of the system.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the hardest things about putting in a warehouse management tool is the fact that you generally have to go through a vendor evaluation for your software. Mm-hmm. Then you have to go through a vendor evaluation for your system integrator. And then you still have to go through another vendor evaluation for that bridge and middleware that you were going to get for your handheld solutions in your warehouse. And then go through yet another vendor to do a site survey to put in your antennas or your wireless base to make sure that you have additional coverage. What we're trying to do is provide a one-stop shop for both software and hardware, along with a digital canopy that can provide both digital twin capabilities for mapping out your warehouse or just providing the wireless coverage that's required. We've got some really excellent setups for our beacons. They run on power over Ethernet. They can be daisy chained, fairly easy setup compared to traditional setups in the warehouse. And the handheld piece was really born out of the frustration of, again, going through that large ERP setup and then having to go through yet another large program to get your handhelds or your mobile working in. What we want to do is provide a one-stop shop where you can subscribe to our software.
Yeah.
With that subscription comes a handheld that already works natively with the software. And from day one, you are up and running on a device that is easy to use, modern functionality, modern UI, and is something that is easy to adopt without having to go through maybe three or four separate projects in which in order to do that. We also support our software on standard models, you know, the Zebras and the Honeywells as well. They can be installed. So, if you already have sunk costs and a capital base installed through the hardware that you have, we also recognize that not everyone needs handheld support, that they've already got their own mobile devices that are in their ecosystem, and we don't want to disrupt that as well. So we offer the ability to install our software on those.
You knew what my next question was going to be. I was going to say, can you use it on other handhelds so people don't have to, maybe they already have a large amount of handhelds on hand. But so it's very interesting. And I love the idea that it's like you guys are thinking that let's build the entire ecosystem almost around the warehouse, right? So not only from the system standpoint, but now let's bring in the hardware too that will function the best with the system. And I think that goes back to, your original statement and kind of your mission, I would say, is to, make the ease of deployment and implementation, even greater. How do we make this even easier for the customer, right? And I think having that component of, let's have or offer a handheld that we know works very well with our system already and it is proven out, kind of reduces that extra layer or level, like you mentioned, where now you have to see what handhelds do they have already, and is the system going to work on there? Do we have to change the system that's on the handheld, or are they 10% of the handhelds are too out of date, so now they have to buy new handhelds to be able to support and still have the same capacity and things like that. I think it makes total sense, and it really is a smart move, I think, on Fulfilled part to be able to do that and offer that to the customer. And now with the handheld, something that's very interesting, I think, and I think actually a while back I saw a video on in which was utilizing Digital Twin to kind of do this navigation. I forget what the video was actually showing, but it was nothing that was pertaining to the warehouse itself, warehouse environment or industry. And I kind of reposted it and I was posing the question, is there anything that exists like this for warehouses to navigate you to locations? This is pretty incredible. And I think it was Yosh from Fulfilled comment. He said, yeah, we do. So I'm interested to hear more about this, because you mentioned it in there. We're talking about the handheld, but the handheld actually utilizes digital twin technology, which helps to bring the location awareness to the employee, is my understanding. But I'd like for you to kind of describe how that works. And maybe, I guess, for listeners that, have maybe not so familiar with digital twin, give us just a brief definition of what that is and then how that kind of works with the handheld that you guys offer.
Sure. Yeah. So utilizing ultra wideband, our goal is to provide real-time location awareness in the warehouse at all times for anything that is hooked up through a tag, whether that tag be on a gun, whether it be on a lanyard for an employee, whether it be associated with a fork truck. The reason for that is so that we can start looking at optimization of both like picks, putaways, movements, count, all tasks together. That digital twin is really just a digital representation of your warehouse space, aisles X, Y, and Z represented, and our ability to capture location and time of where resources are at. So it's really taking the idea of what used to be like RF tags and placing it on every single box and flipping that around and putting it on the employee and the equipment you use to track that equipment. So as we scan a piece of material into a bin, I know that that XYZ coordinate was attached to that employee or that piece of equipment, and I can infer from that where that product was last placed or where that product was last put. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is we really are trying to become, I'm going to steal this from Michael's pitch deck from earlier, the Uber of warehousing, the citizen warehouse worker. Many warehouses have seasonally adjusted or large flux of headcount. They come in. I used to work for a company whose entire 80% of their profit was made during the back to school season because they were a paper goods company, primarily selling paper folds. They would bring in 200x headcount over the summer months, over that June, July, August timeframe, in order to man up and support their warehousing efforts and their ship out. In those cases, that digital twin and that real-time location assistance becomes critical because you do not have the time, the capability to train every single person about the various ins and outs of your warehouse or where things are located. So really, we want to provide the street-level view maps of a warehouse for a new employee and give them step-by-step turn directions to basically say, if you are new and you're going to go pick these things, here's the most optimal route to get from point A to B to C and then back to the dock with your items. And that's really the idea behind that. If you're in a seasoned warehouse where your turnover is low and you've had the same people running the same shifts for year after year, that directional sense really is no longer required because they know. But for anywhere where you're in a large turnover situation or a seasonal flux situation or it's a brand new startup situation, that real-time location data becomes invaluable providing those street-level directions. After that, that real-time location data becomes invaluable for providing data points that can then be ingested by machine learning and AI models to help us optimize what is the most optimal pick path, what is the most optimal put-away path, what is the most optimal series of tasks in the warehouse that we can complete in a singular route to reduce overall travel time and maximize efficiency. So as we transition from a location base to help you to a location base to help management, as we kind of go through there, that real-time location data services becomes invaluable as a data point that we capture and then use, feeding back to the levers that we then turn in our machine learning and our AI models to say, how much data do you want to capture? How do you want to use this? And then once you actually have all that data collected, do you want to optimize for picking? Do you want to optimize for placement? Do you want to optimize for storage? Do you want to try to optimize across whatever your operational tasks are in your warehouse to support your particular operational need? But that's the focus there, really, with that digital twin and that real-time location service. First, to help the employee, and then second, to help overall orchestration of how we best optimize your warehouse so that we could possibly reduce headcount, reduce equipment costs, or maximize throughput.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, I love the, I mean, the digital twin, I think, is just has so many potential opportunities to help organizations and operations like optimize a lot of the things like that you mentioned. But the now the street level kind of directional and view, I mean I do want to see what this looks like, but the if you look at it, I mean, is it like basically looking like a GPS? Like if I were to look at Google Maps, I mean, is it directing you in that way?
Yeah. So we're using maps, and then we're using slices of maps within that warehouse. So we start with a CAD or CAM drawing. Okay. We then work that out into an actual model that can be represented inside of the application itself. the first thing that we can use for it is just to understand overall direction. So if you're like in narrow aisle storage, or if you've got restrictions on what equipment or people can go into certain places, we can use it at that physical level. The second level we can start to look at is in capacity. So we can start to take a look at your individual capacities in your bins and in your aisles and provide heat mapping to understand where your activities are taking place. And are they, again, geared towards your operational goals? Like, you know, if it's a big lights out warehouse versus if it's a quick turn ship, or if it's a 3PL, do you have locations set up in such a way to support what your operational goals are? And then after that, we start tracking again route optimization for that. So there's a lot of different ways that we can use that map technology inside of the warehouse to try to manage your operation.
It's very interesting, and I think it's a great thing for, you know, the use case that you mentioned, you know, having seasonal workers come in and, you know, having a limited amount of time to fully maximize them as a resource. You don't want to spend a ton of time, you know, training them. I mean, you want to train them, but you obviously want to train them for as little time as possible, and making that transition for them to, you know, walking in that door to being able to fully work and be fully utilized. You want that to be as quick as possible. So being able to help them navigate and understand like how to get to certain things, I think is a huge plus. But I think even for the seasoned as well, I mean, you know, they know where the locations are, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they always know like the best optimized route to get to that location, right? So even in that sense, like, you know, if you I'm thinking about my most recent operation that I worked in, and, you know, we had like two tunnels like through the racking. It's like, you know, if you cut at this tunnel, like maybe you would get to that location faster, but, you know, maybe instead of cutting at the tunnel, like they would go to the end of the aisle instead and then, you know, come back around. So I could see how that would help to then further optimize the picking route as well, or put away route, or whatever the task it is they're doing. But, you know, it makes a lot of sense to be able to do that and utilize the technology and harness that in order to optimize those different things for the employee themselves. So I think it's definitely a great thing that you guys are bringing to the table. It's a great example.
I have to interject here. Yeah, sure. One of the best things about being at Fulfilled is that I've worked in the logistics and operations space for over 22 years, and this is the first time where I've been given carte blanche as a creative, right? We're basically walking into a new space with a new tool, with a very new vision, and they're saying, you know, how would you make this better? What would you do here to make this better? And there's a lot of things, obviously, that can be improved in any piece of software and any operation, but it's been a really enriching experience, both personally and professionally, to be able to take 22 years of collected, man, I wish it could work like that, and put it into a piece of software. It's incredible. It's just like, it's literally been an amazing, life-changing experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that's amazing. And I think that's the way, you know, I think that's the way it should be done. Because, you know, certainly as, you know, operations manager and working in warehouses, is I see the same thing. It's like, you know, what were they thinking like when they, you know, set up like this screen? Or like, what were they thinking like when, you know, they set up like when you, you know, press this button, this is what happens? And why is there, you know, one, two extra steps? Like, it doesn't make sense, right? But I think, you know, the fact that you guys are taking it from that approach and you know, having, you know, experienced people like yourself, like coming from those environments and being able to tweak and understand and change things, I think that's a great thing. And I think it's interesting because you did mention, you know, you guys are trying to be the Uber of warehousing, right? But I think it is kind of taking that mindset of these, you know, startups and companies and apps that we've, you know, started to utilize and become so familiar with in our personal lives, and taking that idea and looking at like an enterprise situation, like a warehousing application, and just saying like, well, you know, why can't we do the same type of thing, right? Like, why does it have to be so, you know, stuffy or rigid in the way it is? Or, you know, let's like, you know, turn it on its head and look at it in a different way and really start to embrace that and be able to, you know, change and update things and, you know, based on, you know, feedback and all these different things. I think that's a really great thing. So it's been great to, you know, talk to you, Tony, and learn more about what's been happening with Fulfilled and how you guys have evolved and are continuing to progress. So before we wrap up here, I mean, what's next for Fulfilled? What is there anything on the horizon you can share with us, or what are you guys predicting for kind of the future here?
We see a couple different things for us. On the roadmap, we're doing basically three areas of development right now. We've got our core product. Mm-hmm. We're also starting to create model warehouse solutions for specific industries that we're targeting. Okay. So we're splitting off from our core product while still developing our core and coming up with solutions that are a little bit more targeted towards automotive or procure to order or pass through 3PL. Mm-hmm. We're also taking some of those machine learning models and breaking those off into standalone engines that I mentioned before can be used either on top of or with existing ERP solutions to solve very specific problems that may be addressed without, again, having to rip out your existing ERP infrastructure, but that would greatly enhance operations. And then overall, rolling out and trying to get more customers and change the world one customer, one warehouse at a time.
All right, great. And I would definitely be looking forward to hearing more about those developments and what's to come from Fulfilled in the future. But if some people are listening and, you know, they want to learn more about Fulfilled and maybe become one of those future customers, how can they do that?
A couple different ways. We have our website, obviously, Fulfilled, FULFILLD.io. Reach out, schedule a demo, schedule a call, or catch us. We've also are trying to do partnering with various organizations right now to do further talks and get to conferences so that we can do presentations of white paper and kind of where we're going.
All right, great. And we'll put all the information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Tony, thank you once again for your time on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.